As you've been hearing today on WKAR, Michigan has a new procedure for issuing concealed pistol licenses. Starting today, a special unit of the Michigan State Police will conduct background checks for CPL applicants. The new system eliminates county gun boards, which up to now had previously issued licenses. There are currently about 488,000 concealed pistol license holders in Michigan. In the meantime, debate continues in our state over whether the state should expand the number of venues in which a CPL holder may carry a pistol. Senate Bill 442 would allow concealed carry in all so-called pistol-free zones, including schools, hospitals, churches, and daycare centers. Joining us to talk about the bill is its lead sponsor, Republican State Senator Mike Green. Senator Green, welcome.
Well, thank you. Nice to be with you this morning.
Also with us today, Dr. Linda Brundage, a licensed psychologist and executive director of the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence. Her group opposes the bill. Dr. Brundage, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Senator Green, explain the basics of Senate Bill 442. I know it's essentially a compromise measure of some sort.
Well, presently, anybody with a CPL can carry into a gun-free zone, but can only carry openly. And that means it has to be strapped on its side, but clear vision is open carry. And a number of folks have been carrying open in schools when they go to pick up something from their kids or whatever the reason happens to be. Because they carry into the schools, and it's got a lot of the school folks upset. They're not sure who they are, for what reason. They have to go into lockdown as soon as they see the gun. And they've asked us, some of them have asked us, gee, if we got to allow them here, and it's the law today, we're not changing that. If we have to allow them in here, could you at least make them cover it up? And so that's what the bill basically does.
That's the primary motivation for this bill?
That's the only motivation.
Okay. Linda Brundage, your group, the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, opposes the bill. What's your rationale? Do you have one overriding concern?
Yes, we oppose it because guns do not belong in schools. The only group that should be having a gun in the school is trained law enforcement officers. There is huge support for our position throughout the state of Michigan. The Superintendents Association has spoken out. Both teachers' unions have spoken out. Parents have spoken out. There was a recent Epic MRA poll that supported our position. Michiganders do not want guns in schools, daycares, stadiums, universities, dormitories, hospitals, churches. Michiganders want to be safe in all of those places.
Now, supporters of expanded concealed carry typically argue that weapons-free zones amount to really soft targets where a would-be assailant might feel they won't encounter any resistance. You hear that every time this topic comes up. In your view, how do you feel about that?
Well, the research doesn't support that at all, Mark. There is no research that suggests that a mass shooter, which, by the way, mass shootings amount to something like 3 to 5% of the shootings that happen, the 33,000 people who die from gun violence, there is no evidence that they choose their targets because they are soft or because they're gun-free. In fact, many of the mass shootings have occurred where there are, in fact, guns. So there just isn't any research that supports that.
Mike Green, what do you say in response to that? Linda Brundage suggests that the data simply doesn't back up the fact that these schools and what have you are softer targets.
Well, I didn't really come on to debate her on guns, whether or not they should be, but it is a proven fact. The data does support it, that every time there's a mass shooting, 92% of the time, it's in a gun-free zone where the perpetrator knows there's no guns. But let me add this. This has nothing to do with my bill. We're only changing the way you can carry so school superintendents don't get worked up over seeing a gun. It's nothing to do with allowing guns or not allowing guns. It's over. There's guns allowed, and that's not what the debate is today.
Linda Brundage,
if she wants to kill the bill, it's not going to stop guns from being in school.
Well, except, Mr. Green, we could work to pass House Bill 4261, which would add schools and libraries to the gun-free zones. And then we would not have guns in schools, because then open carry would not be allowed in schools. And that's really the way the populace of Michigan wants to go.
There is no place in the state where guns are not allowed unless it's a federal designated place.
We're talking about a bill before the Michigan Senate that would expand the state's concealed carry law to include a number of venues, including schools, churches, and daycare centers. Our guests are the bill's sponsor, Republican State Senator Mike Green, and Dr. Linda Brundage, the executive director of the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence. In mid-October, Current State interviewed two Michigan school superintendents about their stance on concealed weapons in their buildings. We heard two very different answers. I'd like to listen to both of those comments now. First, here's Clio Superintendent Fletcher Spears. He supports Senate Bill 442. Let's listen.
And the facts demonstrate that weapons-free zones are magnets for mass shootings. That is just a fact. The bottom line is I've got 4,000 people here in Clio every day that either work for me or their kids in my school. And my job is to keep them safe. And promoting a weapons-free zone, in my mind, would be the worst thing that I could possibly do to attempt to ensure that their safety is paramount.
Linda Brundage, it appears we got a disagreement over data and statistics here.
Yes, there is no data that supports the position of the superintendent of Clio. There just isn't any. I would like him to think about the situation that happened at the Home Depot, where somebody who was carrying concealed took it upon themselves to begin shooting at what might have been a shoplifter. Do we really want that kind of chaos in our schools? I don't. I only want trained law enforcement having guns in our schools.
Mike Green, let me ask you this. Is it realistic to conclude that a potential shooter is going to have a moment of hesitation knowing that they're in a place where many other people nearby may also be armed? Do you think that is a common occurrence?
Well, we actually had John Lott come and speak, and I'm sure the lady is not going to agree with him, but he is proven through his statistics that generally when someone wants to produce or create a mass shooting, they will go to where they know there are no guns. I mean, why would they go to a place where they thought they could get shot? That only makes common sense. The shooter that shot up the movie theater, there was 8 theaters closer to his apartment that he could have went to create the havoc that he did, but he chose one that was farther away, but yet was advertised it was a gun-free area. I mean, it's just, again, I can't argue because she'll say no and I'll say yes, and we're not going to benefit from anything.
Well, let me ask Linda point blank here. I mean, an awful lot of publicity. There have been a number of movie theater shootings and school shootings that have been amongst the most tragic in the country. They are soft targets. We'll move on after I ask you one more time. There are some number of people who clearly feel that targets like movie theaters and schools are exceptionally vulnerable.
That just is simply not the case. Shooters just choose places randomly that they are going to wreak this havoc. The diary of the shooter in Aurora was carefully looked at, and read. There was nothing in his own diary as he planned that shooting that indicated in any sort of way that he was choosing that theater because it was gun-free. That's just simply not the case. There's no research that suggests that. It has to do with proximity, sometimes the population, sometimes an old grudge, but there's nothing to indicate that it's because it's a gun-free zone.
Let's talk about the new background checks for CPL. As of today, the Michigan State Police is now handling those for CPL applicants. Mike Green, any thoughts on how that process has worked up until now?
Up until we changed the law, yeah, the process was, there was larger, even though the law spelled out how the gun boards actually had to operate, many of them did not operate that way. Many of the, what I call, good, honest, law-abiding citizens were held up getting their CPL just because of technical things that the gun board maybe didn't like their looks or different things. And so when we changed the law, we took a lot of that discrepancy out of them. And then they still use it. So that's why we went, with the support, I may add, of the state police to do the background checks. They fully supported that legislation, and they believe that it's going to be more helpful to control people getting CPLs that don't deserve them.
Linda Brundage, how do you feel about this transition that's taking place today?
Well, I'm somewhat concerned about it, Mark, because it does take away local control of who gets to have a gun in our state. And the difficulty with 442 or this change in the CPL process is that it moves us closer to guns everywhere. And what we know is more guns equals more tragedies. That's been borne out with research over and over again. And I don't think we want to have Michigan in that constant state of fear. People are more afraid, so they buy more guns, so they're more afraid, so they buy more guns. And really, whose bottom line does that help? If you have a very complicated, complex problem, the thing to do is look at who profits from that problem. And it's not the people of Michigan. It's the NRA, the gun lobby, and the gun manufacturers. And Michigan doesn't want that sort of situation.
Senator Green, your Senate Bill 442 has been referred to the full Senate Judiciary Committee. Is there a timetable for your bill, and how do you assess its chances?
It's actually passed the Judiciary Committee, and it's on the Senate floor. We're looking at it, and we're waiting for the proper time. I don't have the I don't do the scheduling on the floor, so I'm not sure when that's going to happen. But we're waiting for it. We'll just see how it goes.
What are you hearing from your constituents about the bill?
I only hear good things about it.
We've been talking about Senate Bill 442. It's a measure that would expand the state's concealed carry law to include current gun-free zones. Republican State Senator Mike Green is the bill's sponsor, and Dr. Linda Brundage is executive director of the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence. I want to thank both of you for your time today.
Thank you, Mark.
You.